what's your reaction to the sentence of 18 months further in-house arrest?
I think my immediate reaction would be outrage. The fact is that Aung San Suu Kyi doesn't deserve to be under house arrest or in prison under any kind of legal system. The only thing that they should be doing with Aung San Suu Kyi is a complete and immediate release, unconditional release there.
So you don't think, as some people are saying, that the government has shown leniency here, or that this shows that the pressure from the outside world is worked to some extent?
I really don't believe that at all. I mean, international pressure for the past 3 months has been calling for Aung San Suu Kyi's immediate and unconditional release, and we haven't got that. We've basically got a return to the status quo of 3 months ago, and the verdict today really just shows how cynical the military government in Burma really is. And the challenge now for the international community is to refuse to accept this decision. And I think now it's up to the international community to start constructing far more effective policies towards Burma to draw the military government out of their hubris and self-satisfaction.
You know, there's some debate about what that response from the international community should look like. Can you kind of elaborate on what you think the best steps would be?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of flustering within the international community about what to do with Burma. And I think a lot of that is exasperation about dealing with the SPDC. And that should really be a wake-up call to a lot of countries in the international community about saying, look, a lot of the approaches that we've been taking haven't been effective. What they need to do is actually to start calibrating the more effective tools at their disposal to start pressuring the top leaders of the military government. And there's two ways that they can do that. The first way is that these targeted financial sanctions that some countries have, the United States, Canada, Australia, Switzerland, and the countries of the European Union, have these measures already in place. They're not being effective because of a lack of political will. There needs to be far more effective actions taken on the part of these governments to make these targeted financial sanctions against only a few hundred of the top leaders and their close business associates far more effective. And you need to put pressure on them, their businesses, and also the financial havens that are harboring their money, which is Singapore and a few other places. Secondly, I think now is the time to start seriously discussing a global arms embargo on Burma in the United Nations Security Council. This is a military regime that relies on military assistance and arms sales from the outside world to provide the tools of repression inside the country. And I think even talking about a global arms embargo in the UN Security Council would be a very effective measure. It would also reveal some of the very close ties that China and Russia, two of the permanent members of the Security Council, have been having with the Burmese military regime over the past couple of decades. So I think those two measures, targeted financial sanctions and an effective global arms embargo on Burma, really are what the international community should start thinking about now. And a far more robust multilateralism. It's, you know, some states taking the lead here and saying we have very divergent approaches to Burma, and the military government benefits from that. We need to start speaking with a far more united voice about what's happening inside the country.